Come on in. Come on in. Set yourself down. Let's get down to chair.
We were a stone's throw from the Arizona border. Hundreds of mostly Navajos and Utes from Utah and the Four Corners traveled long miles in sudden winter conditions to gather at the well-heated Monument Valley Welcome Center. Residents of remote desert chapters mingled with the highest ranks of elected leadership from the Navajo Nation in the Utah Dena Bikaya and a smattering of sympathetic activists from regional environmental groups. Mark Thomas from Moab represented the Utah Sierra Club.
I mean, the Utah chapter of the Sierra Club has enthusiastically backed the effort of the Bears Ears Intertribal Council. You know, in 2008, I went to Washington, D.C. for President Obama's inauguration. I really felt that was a historic moment, and I've got the same sort of feeling today.
Tribal gatherings include music, speeches, prayer, and food, and more often than not, a full contingent color guard of local military vets. The group was welcomed by James Attakai, president of the Old Jato chapter, and a long active member of the Five Tribe Coalition.
The Hopi, Zuni, Mountain Ute, Uinta, Ouray, and the Navajo Nation, I thank you for your vision, for your leadership, and for your perseverance.
No one can change our tribal history, our tribal cultural significance tied to the Bears Ears history. And today, this designation of Bears Ears National Monument, no one will change that as well.
From Window Rock, most of the top brass from the Navajo Nation were in attendance, including Vice President Jonathan Naz.
So congratulations goes to each and every one of you. And it is a collaborative effort for each and every one of you to be here today in celebration. So all the stars lined up together to make this all happen. We got the monument designated, but it's only the start of a larger battle. And so we need to gather ourselves together again in a coalition and to continue the fight to save our lands for the future of all people in this great United States of America.
From Toyoc, Ute Mountain Ute Council member Regina Lopez Whiteskunk has been active as co-chair of the Tribal Coalition. President Obama followed her tweets.
This is a victory for each and every one of us. Not just Native people, but I'm talking about the rock climbers, the backpackers, the settlers. Find the real Donald Trump on Twitter. Let him know how you feel, because I hear that's where he does a lot of his business. Yes, we got a designation, but now we still face more threats. Beyond tribal lines, beyond color, beyond whatever it is that the differences seem to always be the water that cracks the stone. Let's not be that water. It is our victory. We've changed history. We are not just a check mark on a box anymore. Now it's our time to step up and prove that.
Today, we have Jalen Clyde, U.S. Army, Jimmy.
This unassuming-looking cowboy is Leonard Lee from Aneth. Leonard is an herbal medicine man whose day job is working for an oil company. He's the vice chair of Dena Bikaya and a key activist in the push for Bears Ears.
I'm a very traditional individual to wear that. The family that I grew in were traditional people. My grandpa, my mom was an herbalist, which was passed on down to me. There's a lot of medicine that grows within that area, barriers, and also the protection of the land itself. Not for us, you know, it's for our younger generation or children, and also their grandchildren and their grandchildren.
Yeah.
tribal medicine men offer up prayers and chanting, and nobody can yet divine what the Trump world will visit on the reservation. Ryan Zinke, proposed new Interior Secretary, says his top priority is to visit Utah. Zinke has said Trump perhaps has the power to reverse the Bears Ears designation. This is John Kovash, reporting from the entrance to the Monument Valley Tribal Park for UPR News.